USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A woman is dead and a suspect now in custody after a hostage standoff at a food store in Los Angeles Saturday. LA police say a woman fatally shot inside a Trader Joe's, rescued by authorities but later passing away. Police arrested the suspect without incident after long negotiations, which ended kind of strangely. Here's Mayor Eric Garcetti.
The suspect at the end asked for handcuffs. He handcuffed himself and then released himself into the custody of LAPD.
The food store standoff followed a police chase after the suspect allegedly shot his grandmother multiple times. Angry at Trump administration policies against Iran, the Iranian president's warning the U.S. that war with Iran would be the mother of all wars, saying, "Don't play with the lion's tail." This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump takes to Twitter to address the FBI raid at his former lawyer's office and more. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump tweeting about his lawyer, Michael Cohen, who apparently recorded the president about a potential payment to a woman. The president saying on Twitter, "Inconceivable that the government would break into a lawyer's office early in the morning, almost unheard of. Even more inconceivable that a lawyer would tape a client, totally unheard of and perhaps illegal."
A survivor from the duck boat tragedy in Missouri says the boat captain showed the passengers the life jackets, but said they wouldn't need to put them on. At a news conference, Tia Coleman tearfully remembered the family members she lost in that tragedy, saying she's not sure how she made it out alive. She lost 9 of her family members when the boat capsized Thursday night on a lake near Branson, Missouri. Tia's husband and 3 kids among the people who died. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of 4, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
An uneasy ceasefire between Hamas and Israel still in effect in the Gaza Strip. It was relatively calm on Saturday, according to witnesses. The ceasefire, announced after a wave of strikes on Hamas targets by Israel in response to the death of an Israeli soldier near the border on Friday. Israel says it has no interest in engaging in another war with Hamas, but says it will not tolerate the Gaza militant campaign of flying rockets into Israel on a regular basis. Former NASA astronaut, second man to walk on the moon, Buzz Aldrin, noticeably absent from a Saturday night gala to kick off a year-long celebration of the 50-year anniversary of the first moon landing, even though his nonprofit Space Education Foundation is a sponsor of the event. That black-tie Apollo celebration gala was held under a Saturn V rocket at the Kennedy Space Center, and hundreds of people attended. Aldrin's absence, though, comes just a month after he sued 2 of his adult children and a former business manager, accusing them of misusing his credit cards, transferring money from an account, and slandering him, saying he has dementia. And weeks ago, Andrew and Jan Aldrin did file a petition claiming the 88-year-old was suffering from memory loss, paranoia, and confusion. Andrew Aldrin, acknowledging his father's absence at the gala, saying, "We're sorry, Dad can't be here." You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com for USA Radio News.